The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. With Halloween mere moments away, our reporter Sarah Madden has been out and about finding some of the country's best haunted houses.
Every town and village in Ireland has one. That spooky house or castle with ghoulish tales to tell. And though some may shake off the stories with logic or scepticism, others not only believe the sightings, but seek them out for themselves. So as the veil is thinning this Halloween Eve, I'm visiting Ireland's most haunted houses to hear the inexplicable phenomena they're known for and to find out why the growth of terror tourism is anything but imagined. Diving right into the deep end, I've arrived at one of Ireland's most haunted properties, the legendary fortress that is Wicklow Jail.
We have it this year done up as Jailhouse Rot, as opposed to Jailhouse Rock. As you can see, our main prisoner in the courtroom that we have made here is Elvis Presley, looking very good in skeletal form with a wig and glasses on, and of course an orange jumpsuit.
Ah, and what was Elvis's crime?
Well, he pleads not guilty, and I think he just swerved his hips too many times.
Very good.
Supervisor Colleen Taylor and her staff offer historical tours to all ages daily, but the hauntings are what draws many visitors here.
The hangman is quite famous. He was a hangman for Wicklow. He was not a nice man. His name was Hempenstall, and he was nicknamed the Walking Gallows because he was almost 7 foot tall. He didn't need any gallows. He would put the rope around a man's neck, hoist it over his shoulder, and walk around the jail until the man's neck broke. It's even said that sometimes he would stop them right before they died, let them catch their breath and start all over again. He was a horrible individual. And there are people that believe he's still stomping around here. I personally have not seen him, but I have heard big, heavy male boots walking around when nobody should be in there. So is it him? I don't know. So we're going to go down this way to hell, as the sign says, down to the dungeon.
No sugarcoating it.
No sugarcoating it. No, that's for sure. Okay. And the dungeon has quite a few ghost stories, even recent ones. I was just here a couple of weeks ago. I was doing little pieces for TikTok with other staff members telling ghost stories. And we decided to do one in this cell over here. And as I was standing there, my neck started to burn. It was like a burning sensation. I didn't think much of it. And I went up and go into the light of day. And we looked and I had scratches right across my neck. And that was just a few weeks ago. I think there was so much sadness and so much misery. And I think it leaves a trace of itself. I think places can hold that kind of energy.
Ghostly sightings and phantom smells are just part of Colleen's job, but a growing number of ghost hunters are organising to seek out experiences like hers after dark.
This is like something we use as a trigger object.
What's that?
It's a photo album.
So explain what a trigger object is.
A trigger object is something that we hope will stimulate the spirit and they can connect with and realise what it is. And it might give us a bit more energy and the spirit help them go, oh, look, they have something I'm really interested in. That reminds me of my family, the dress, the clothes. There's actually a headstone there. I hadn't seen that. So
Rosemary Fahey is a social care worker by day and a paranormal investigator by night.
I've loved paranormal since I was a little girl. My dad used to bring me up to the Hellfire Club at the weekends, normal thing, as you do. And he used to bring me up and tell me all the stories of the banshee, the devil. And I think from a young child, I was just fascinated by it.
Rosemary and two other women make up Pooka Paranormal.
Men do make some really great investigators, but there seems to be quite a lot of women. I don't know if it's open to our sixth sense and mothers and our natures that's there to pick up on things. It could be, but women, I think, we're just going, come on, let's go. And the men are, I think, a bit more rational, going, well, that's a bit of rubbish.
Rosemary is part of a burgeoning terror tourism market here in Ireland, where stately homes, tourist attractions and even Airbnbs use ghostly tales and mysterious incidents as a spooky selling point.
Without a doubt, there's a lot of places that are doing it. I think also since lockdown, tourism has dropped. So people are going, how do we get money? How do we get people in our door? And I think people, like, they love going to see an old house and seeing that. But if you can add in, there's a ghost or two here, people are jumping. I jumped to it going, yay, please let me in. It's not just in Ireland, it's bringing people to Ireland. It's a huge demand. So there's a group over at the moment from America who we'll be working with for the next few days. And they just want to go everywhere haunted. They've heard about all these places in America. They've seen them on TV shows of people coming over here back to the States, airing them over there. And they're like, I need to go to Lepp Castle. I need to go to Charleville Castle. They want to go to all these castles because they're haunted. We're off to Redwood Castle tonight. Redwood is steeped in history. We have come across a few ghosts there. There is a soldier. There's two soldiers there. One does not like women at all.
Sexist.
Really? Oh, he's so sexist. That if you go into this room, he will affect all the women. And if a man walks in, he'll do nothing. The Military Museum in Cullen, or as the locals call Cullen, it's full of memorabilia from armies and all over different wars, different eras. Every war, it's there. So we have had shadow figures walking past us through laser grids. We've had people singing. We've had music. The last time we were there last month, and we had people walking around us. You could hear heavy boots, and I had a skeptic with me. He was going, I need to follow the boots, and walked off because he thought he was following the boots, and it turned out the boots were following him. But I think because it's Halloween, the veil is thinning, there's more activity, and you're pretty guaranteed more activity this time of year. Samhain belongs here. It's why would you go somewhere that it didn't belong and start in?
I would be of an age who remembers how wedded to the church we were and how guided by and dominated over. The release valve has been opened, so there's a lot more embracing of the occult. And we do genuinely get so many requests for people to come in to see just what is going on here.
Tom Riley is the manager of Ardgillan Castle and Immense in Balbriggan, North Dublin. Ardgillan has often been featured on televised paranormal investigations. They've even got a photo of a resident ghost in the dining room.
So we're just going to go into the servants' quarters now. The atmosphere gets a bit cold.
It does.
Yeah, there's lots of rooms here where when you enter them, people say that the cold, you know, is either that there's a ghost in the room, has been a ghost in the room, or we haven't turned the heating on. So it's either one. So you can choose whichever one you'd like to.
Choose how rational you want to be.
Exactly. So we're passing by now. There are seven servants' quarters rooms, and this is where they used to sleep. We have had Halloween tours here where we have literally scared the local population witless. We've had quite a few deaths over the years. You know, when one of the members of the family also shot himself in the woods.
Oh.
And yeah, and you know, those things, and people have, you know, will swear blind that they've seen him. The most significant one is well known, it's Googleable, and it's the Lady of the Stairs. Hmm. And the Lady of the Stairs was a lady called Lady Langford. She came to visit the house in 1852, and she went for a swim in November, and she drowned. And we know her last words were, because we have the coroner's report, they were, there is no fear. And as she said that, she was suddenly swept out to sea and died in seconds. So local people now will hesitantly walk past that very spot. And again, lots of people will say that they've experienced something. Unfortunately, I just like proof. I would just like somebody to tell me categorically that, you know, such a thing has a good scientific reason behind it. And I know we can't explain everything. And that's, I suppose, the lovely ambiguity in the whole thing. We can't explain everything. And so we will default to the supernatural.
Hmm. I'm not sure I want to be up here much longer, Tom.
No problem. I'm good with moving. Let's go.
If, like me, you're a bit of a scaredy cat, but you'd still like a sedate scare this Halloween, there's a house in Dublin's Killiney that might be worth a visit.
You have a witch with a child in a hand hanging over the cauldron. And then we have stocks for all the children. If they're bold, parents can throw them into it. And then we kind of have a merry-go-round on a carousel and a seesaw with children on it. And then we have a dragon, keeping an eye on all of them. And then keeping an eye on the dragon, then we have a 12-foot witch. So that's just on the outside.
Ken Carraher is an electrician with a wicked sense of humour. 25 years ago, he sold his soul to Halloween.
I was cut out here on St. Stephen's Day. I was cut out in the front with a tape measure. Gail was up at the bench window. She opened it up and shouted out to me, "What are you doing?" She knew damn well I was up there. I had an idea.
How much would you say you've invested into the Halloween Manor over the years?
Well, I was being interviewed a few years ago and the individual concerned said to me, says, "Ken, says, I believe this has cost you more than you pay for your house." And that was the realisation then, was kind of, oh my God, yeah. No, it's an absolute fortune. No,
ballpark, what would that figure be?
Oh, it's a six-figure sum.
1,000 man-hours goes into Ken's annual creation. He takes 4 weeks off work to make it happen, while his scary sidekick John takes 2. Local kids and teenagers even perform at the installation. But Halloween's answer to Santa Claus is harboring a secret of his own.
Yeah, no, I actually believe it or not, I'm actually petrified of the dark. I don't like the dark. And I'm going to go for a walk, like tonight, last night, brought the dog for a walk. And 3 torches, so don't do 1 torch or 2. No. Torches, you know. I preferably have to make John with me or somebody with me. Like, it's Halloween night for a lot of people here. People come from everywhere and anywhere. But there's no fireworks, no nothing. It's just clean, innocent fun. That's all it is, you know. A little bit scary, a little bit nice. You know what I mean? It's not too scary. And also we're doing it for a charity called Deborah Ireland, which is the Butterfly Children, as they're commonly known as, which is from a very rare skin disease called EB.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fundraiser for them as well. Mm-hmm. We raised 72,000 so far just for them alone. Again, it's just clean as a fun. A bit, it's fun. That's it. And it works.
And that's Ken Carraher there, ending that report by Sarah Madden. If you'd like to donate to Ken's fundraiser for Deborah Ireland, you can search Ken's Halloween House of Horrors for Deborah Ireland on justgiving.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.